Hey, everybody. Thank you for being here. If you haven't already, if you could check in on the Church Center app, that would be wonderful. Yeah, Westside Big Brother. All right. I'm looking at the many, many eyes on their phones right now. I'll wait a moment. I did say check in. I'm giving time for that to happen. And the people online can do the same. It's enablement right there. Yes.
Never helped. Speaking of Church Center.
Uh-huh. A video walkthrough would be a wonderful item. So we're looking for a help desk person? All right. Alan will do it with Melinda next to him. No, that's a wonderful idea. All right. So first agenda item, our calendar. A couple things coming up. The office will be closed this Friday. Most of the elders and deacons are all going to be away at our retreat. And so the office will be closed. We'll have a note on the door in case anybody happens to show up. But people can call and leave messages, and we'll still get back to them as soon as we can. The preschool, which is no longer a preschool, and I'll get to that in a minute, is still open and running on that day. Matt will be out of town from the 10th to the 20th. So just make sure you call him between the 10th and the 20th. Yes, just a The office, it will be closed Thanksgiving Day and the day after, which is the 25th and 26th, which also will be the Placerville Christmas tree lighting, which is on the 26th. The actual big event begins at 4. The volunteer time begins around 1. The involvement that we as a church have is we're going to be operating the two information booths, one at the far end, one at the east end, one at the west end. Anybody that signs up to help with that, I've ordered a bunch of West Side beanies. They are limited edition, and you get one for signing up. Yeah, you could. Yeah. You do have to show up. You will receive your beanie when you show up. And then, because it won't be enough time to announce for the next one of these meetings, December 4th and 5th is the Equip in California, down in LA. So if you're wanting to go, there's still time to sign up and make arrangements, but that's on the 4th and 5th of next month. 3rd and 4th? It's a Friday and Saturday. So 3rd and 4th. 3rd and 4th, not the 4th and 5th. December 3rd and 4th. So if you'd like to go, and you want to be a part of any sort of arrangements, I will be going. If you want to kind of get in on a rental car or hotel space, let me know, and we can arrange that. Just email me, joseph.moore@westsideinfo.com. Any questions about the upcoming things? Then email me where you're staying, and we'll start go in that direction. Yes. Office will be closed the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We have about 20 out of the 40 we were looking for, so we're doing all right for signups, but we still need 20 more. So that'd be wonderful for anybody that is able to help on that day. Following Sunday will be the 9 o'clock and 11, but we won't have service that Thursday for Thanksgiving. Everyone, spend time with your family. Don't show up to church. Won't be here. But so the tree lighting, we have it listed on our events page, but because we are connected with a bunch of other people, we're going to be working with their sign-up genius. So there's a link on through the events page that'll take you there. And then it's really, really very easy to sign up once you click on that. Click on the spot you want, name, email, you're good to go. Yes. All right, next order of business, the Westside Christian Preschool is no longer a preschool. So Kylie's last day was the very end of October. So beginning of November, we are operating as Westside Christian School. Now we are working with two VBS programs, one in November, one in December. That's just the church doing this, that's not operating as a school. So if anybody knows anybody that wants to have just regular childcare, it will operate very similar to a kindergarten program. You can sign up for November or December, and there isn't anything that's governing us for that time. After the first of the year, we will be operating specifically as Westside Christian School in a TK kindergarten program, in which case we do have regulations at that point. The reason for the difference is we're making some accommodations for families to decide if they need to make different arrangements. So it's just a courtesy we're extending, but in order to remain above board for now, this is how it has to operate. That being said, because we will still be a private school that is not a satellite, we will be subject to the same 10 vaccine requirements that every school is subject to. And that is, as of 2016, that was applied across the board. There's no getting out of that as long as you are an on-site teaching facility. And that covers the diphtheria, hepatitis, hemophilia, influenza, measles, so on and so forth. The 10 that have been applied to everything, it applies to all private schools as well. And so the only way you get away from that is through a homeschool co-op or just homeschooling your kids. And we're looking at different things and independent study programs where it's not site-based. That's the really important thing. It's not site-based. And so we're going to be, I've already started several conversations with people that have a lot of personal investment into this, and so we're going to be continuing that. We're looking to have some different education options for our families, for our students that are here and in the community. Right now, this is just the idea conversation phase. If you want to be a part of those future conversations, please email me, and I'll let you know when those pick up. There isn't anything definite right now, because we have to find something that'll actually work for our situation. But we are moving forward in that direction, because it doesn't look like with current state leadership, they're kind of moving away from our value system. So we're looking to see what we can do. Any questions there? All right. Couple of changes to leadership roles. Question. The age is through 2 to 4. Cost is 3/4 of our normal cost because we won't be there for Thanksgiving or the 2 weeks of Christmas break. Age 2 to 5. Potty trained for all of you online. Potty trained 2 to 5 years old. Okay, couple of leadership changes that we are going to be having. for Westside Kids Ministry, the campus team, and junior high. So those three teams are led by Luke and Lacey Kruger. They are going to be stepping away from all of their current ministry duties, not because anything is wrong. They have some life changes that they're looking at that they need time to pray over and consider and dedicate time to. So they're going to be stepping away so that they can do that. The Westside Kids ministry team will be transitioning to an administrative team, kind of taking over all of the duties and responsibilities that Lacey used to do Sunday morning and throughout the week. That team is being headed up by Matt Frost. The junior high team is going to be transitioning to being headed up by the Thurings. And the campus team, there are currently conversations that are being had, and as soon as that's final, we'll let everybody know how that one's going to transition. If you have any questions about what's going on in Luke and Lacey's life, some concerns there, just reach out to them. They're open. It's not anything bad, but it's their life, so I'm going to let them share it with you. So that officially will be done first of the year. They're going to continue in their roles, kind of guiding and bringing people up to speed on everything they do over the next 2 months. So Christmas Eve service will be their both official end times for those roles. The end times. It's one of the signs. Thou shalt lose a Kruger or two. No. I don't mean that. Any other questions in that area? Okay. One of the big challenges we have faced ongoing, it's a challenge that every single church I've ever spoken to has, and that's having enough teachers in kids ministry. An additional challenge, which is new, with that, is since the time of COVID, people are much more health conscious and not getting other people sick conscious. So there's a lot more call-outs happening, especially during cold and flu season. So with that, it's even harder now to schedule every month it's the biggest concentrated team we have here. And so it's a lot of work, it's a lot of effort just to fully staff it every single week. And so with that, if you know anybody that is willing to, that doesn't normally work in kids ministry and would either like to or would really be happy to sub, please let Morgan Records know. She is the one doing the scheduling. It's Morgan Records, Morgan with an I, @gmail.com. I did ask for permission before giving out that email. Let her know that they would like to be a part of kids ministry, or they would be willing to sub on a given Sunday, because we need both right now. We've always held the deacons in reserve for this role, and so we're going to be taking everybody up on that implied offer by coming onto the diaconate. Then we will be calling any deacons that haven't already served in some area that week. So if you're already serving in that area, we wouldn't be giving you a phone call, but if you haven't served, then you are our first line of defense there. If you're a deacon and you hate working with small children, please immediately contact Matt Frost. Just so we don't call you out. But we do value instructing children. This isn't just childcare that we're ushering the kids off to so the parents can come to church. And so we want them to have the best possible experience, because that is their service. That's their Sunday service. And so the best as we can, we want to keep it fully staffed so those kids can have that experience every Sunday with the best possible trained teachers and people that love being there and this time that the kids get to know the Lord in a context that's suitable for their age. Any questions there? Okay. With that, I'm not going to take us too terribly long. This is going to be a very busy week for almost everybody in this room. So what I want to talk about now is a little bit of leadership vision and training, and is this idea of seasons. And so this is as much for you as for those that you are leading. So it's something to take with you, is that it's okay for people to have seasons, seasons in life, seasons in ministry. We think of it as really normal in life. We would expect that every child would not remain a child, but that season would pass and eventually they become an adult. We expect that adult to continue on and eventually they're going to raise up others after them. We expect seasons to happen in life, but sometimes we treat ministry like it can't have seasons. And there has to, if we are no longer doing the same thing anymore, then something's wrong. But there's not. There are simply seasons that God has for us. There's a time and a place for the things we do. We see this right out of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. For everything there is a season and a time for every matter under the sun. And it's okay for a season to have passed. It's okay to be moving into a new season. We do have to have that mindset, though, that if the season has passed, it doesn't mean, okay, now I'm done. We're moving into a new season. We're moving into something else that God has for us. And we need to have that mindset, that posture before the Lord. But we have to be watching out for ourselves and for those that are under our care and under our leadership for a couple of things. For first of all, against weariness. Out of Ephesians 4, verse 7, it says, but grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. The grace we have for this particular season came from Christ. And I've spoken to a lot of people where the grace is lifted, and there's a few of them that kept on pushing through, and it didn't have good results. So for ourselves, for those under our care, be watching out for that weariness. Is it coming because the grace is gone? Or have they just not shaped their life to be able to do this work? And then at that point, we have to encourage them to make a decision. Either clear up the areas in their life so that they can do this work well, or they need to step back until they can. Because it'll just get worse and worse and worse if they don't. And then the next thing we need to be looking for folks is idleness. Is that there's going to be those that we know that they're in between seasons. And idleness can lead to poor results as well. It can lead to someone feeling that they don't have purpose. And then that leads to depression and questioning the Lord and questioning themselves. And we're not meant to be idle. We're meant to be engaged in something God has for us. And just because the season isn't the same as it was before doesn't mean that there isn't something good that God can still do for us. Out of 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 14, it says, and we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, and be patient with them all. And that's something for all of us as leaders. We have to be patient with those that don't necessarily have that continued grace we have, but help them into that next step. And then realizing that some of us are going to get into a season where that might not be doing the work anymore, but guiding others into the doing. Out of 2 Timothy 2, verses 1 through 2, it says, you then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who abide, who will be able to teach others also. In our lives, there will be things that we first have to learn, and then there'll come a point where we should be doing those things, and then eventually we should be teaching those things and repeating that process through our life. That should have overlap continuously as we move forward. And so asking yourself, what step am I in? Am I learning right now? Am I getting geared up? Am I idle because I'm preparing? Is it time to be acting? Is it time to be teaching? And continue that process and put it all before the Lord, both for yourself and those in your care. Amen? All right, that's what I have for you tonight. Thank you all for being here. I will see you all very soon.